That one form is the ultimate opportunity. So they say many are called, but few are chosen. So let's look at the apples. Slow down this music, and then let's look at these apples. Got a piece of paper and pencil so you can write down your frequency. This is a dissolver, so it's good as well. She has it all type of villain. Here it comes. So you identify the frequency by the maximum. Exactly. It's called the dissolver. Behind you, for instance, will dissolve. That's the one we want to do. That's the one we want to do. Who's that? Yeah, just begin to dissolve. You can tell them after a while by the definition of work, I guess. The dissolver is really cute. Okay. We're both to take you there. Now plant it. Put it in a pot of little stuff and cut it. It's a dissolver. It's actually dissolver, is it? Oh, they put the whole, aluminum foil. Take out the aluminum foil to put it in some soil. Somebody did that, you know. And after 2 years, I said, well, it's made the apple. It's over there. They put still in the aluminum foil in the pot. Please, take it out, put it in the pot. You'll see how it goes. So, three dissolves. They're both all three are dissolved. Interesting. In polarity. Dissolver is fluid liquid. So, its communication pattern is. When an individual is asked for help, you can make a comment by saying, I'll pray for you, and give it a test. And that person isn't told what you'll do, but you will go off to a corner or mentally to yourself and repeat the dissolving frequency. So if your consciousness is lined up, it says the divine rim flowing through you. Will dissolve all those conditions that interfere with the normal and harmonious flow of this individual. And then you call out the name of the individual being Jerry Jackson. And that it is said to be done. So you back. And it was quick right then. And you don't worry to think about it because you gave the command. Frequency is already established for your working. Therefore, you have enough evidence later on when you develop a little more technological need, and you hook up your mouth in a different way that you can be able to you will know exactly what you have or what you have to do. But that by means that enough technology yet. What are you getting there? A lot of brothers and sisters are all working in validating these laws from the agricultural level to the technological. They're not disputing any law of nature, it's just validating it. We're going from an agricultural heritage to a technological revolution. In the Aquarian cycle, more and more, you need to utilize the technological logic in relation to what you are instead of the agricultural practice. Read the food, and the food reads the gift. And the what frees you from the guilt is generation and commitment to dynamic and different conditions. So what you are is valid. Who you are is not. What you have to evolve to who to what. There's no way to get around it. Chicken came before the earth, like it or not. Then the earth came out. Which knew it was to be an omelet. When the chicken came out, which knew it was to be a cacciatore. So that's what happened when the chicken came out of the shell and looked around. I'm not an omelet. And then the mother hen says, where did you get that idea from? Well, he said, my last life I was a chef, I said, not the omelet. So you never know where you'll end up. The who and the what is what we have to face all the time in our game. But remember, only the initiate is made aware of the what. The world is moving to their whatness in a gradual manner. There is no mass transformation. It's an individualistic transformation. But in the same process, each cycle of the element that is involved, there is a larger quantity that is breaking up from the who into the what. So we are moving into the Aquarian cycle of iron in the year 2000. That is also the year of the dragon. The year of the dragon ends next month. What the investiture is given to those who are initiated, that investiture is of Christ's nature. So, those who were not here the last time I was here, to give me a Christmas present, and you're initiated, I'll give it to you again, so you know what you have as a Christmas present. So who was not there the last time I was here? Christ consciousness is not a goal. No one is going to Christ consciousness. But because the way it came through the agricultural heritage, we have made it a goal-oriented function. Simply because it was phased down in the memory bank as to what you are, and you are forced to go through the process of who you are. When the creation was put together, the statement was, come, let us, that's the plural, make man or manifestation, that's the form. The gentleman making the same comment, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is made flesh, and dwelt with man, and God put the whole thing as a chronic resonance with the elements. So, elements are here, they're harmful before they enter the earth anymore. They make up the environment, and they make up the content of the form. So the form is a mini environment to itself. the separating line between the outside, called the ecology of the environment, and the inside, called the storage, is a material called skin. Skin is the actual manifestation of I am present. There's no I am present here for anybody, but it's already locked into you as it came together, as creating intelligence locked into the atom. So, then this creative intelligence gave this form called manifestation, male or female, that attraction or repulsion, an investiture. That investiture is go forth, multiply, or direct yourself, and have dominion over the universe. That's the word, there's no word planet, so there's no limitation in the word universe. And dominion doesn't imply ownership. You look it up, it implies authority over. Investiture is the power to exercise that authority. Mr. Reagan could be pretty good, but he told the military to back him up, he's a lot of position to be in. Voluntary. So even the law on a piece of paper is good to tell the public, but if you don't have somebody going out there to enforce it, you don't have any fault. And that's what the investigator is. The actual fault is forced in the form of the element. So the element agrees with the creative intelligence to put together a form. And they agree to harass the form, call it self-death. But they don't have a right to kill the form. An element can't kill itself. An element can only harass itself by attraction and repulsion. Now the form is invested with the power to tell the element, play somewhere else, but don't bug me, then I'm playing here. And the form cannot tell the element don't exist, because it's the element that put the form together to play. And the form can't be made to die, because elements control outside and inside, and elements don't die. But the game between the form and the element is who push who, at what speed we push each other, and play the charade called creation, create I am. Now this Christ principle for creative consciousness in this creation is called the sun, or light, or Krishna consciousness. It's invested in you as a power to tell the element, play somewhere else, don't bug them. So you can't say, don't exist. And the element can't say, you can't hear, because the element can't kill itself. So it's a foregone conclusion. Element and form are what? Eternal, immortal. But the charade is this, between the element and the form, breathing, breath of life, that's the gift now. That's to plug into the socket in the wall. As long as the condition stays in my field, there's electricity in the socket. Otherwise, you'd be fumbling there all day. And that's what you're able to do. So, Rembrandt sees what is Jesus under his garden. That point is the contact point. If you breathe, then you have an option as a form. The option is breathe to live, or breathe to die. You can't breathe to live before you learn to breathe to die. You wouldn't know how to have to breathe to live if you never experienced breathe to die. So that was the first real process that generates belief. So the form has to go through breathing to die. That's what we call living to die. Then I realized that living to die only generates magical powers to fight it, the dying state. And then when you're fully fed up with it, you shut down. But elements don't kill you. They only provide the opportunity for you to shut down. Stop breathing. That's called shut down. And they'll provide the opportunity for you to wake up to start breathing again. So the worst that can happen to the form is if you fall asleep but don't wake up. And if it does wake up, you're horny all over again, start over the whole practice. So there's no way for it to go other than live to live after it realizes living to die isn't the purpose behind the practice. Living to live is a foregone conclusion. You are immortal and will always be, but there's no mass evolution going on. Individual. So your horoscope is set to live this in the now. So Christ consciousness is your investiture. The understanding is coming back to you in the year of the dragon, because the year 2000 is the dragon also, and it's the only creature in all the recorded forms that indicates the fly. That means the freedom from the dog. Prayer is also man lifting up. Planetary travel is a foregone conclusion. Ready. He's just putting up now in the carbon to his body. We are moving more and more to that realization where we have to accept living to live and sit living to die at. So, living to die is to buy a drum in your hole, somewhere, buy a hole in the ground, and wait for somebody to put you there, and put a slab of stuff in case you rest your feet. Living to live is moment to moment acceptance of what you are, and your will to get that eternity. This element cannot kill you, it can only harass you, and you can't tell them they can't exist. It also tells you you can't own them, but you sure can enjoy the best of them, all of them. So Jesus came back and said, I have come that you may have life more abundantly. He said, I have come that you have more possessions to hold on to. The vast difference of abundant living. So Yukteswar and all the other wise men put it this way. Have a new model. Always looking forward to a better model. So they're not limited to any attachment, to any form nature wants to take for them to enjoy. They're always looking forward to the better model. So no limitation to creative intelligence. So they call it ever new joy. Unanticipated. So you never can get bored of it. I only add on one word to it, unrehearsed. There's not a single moment in your life from the time you came into your understanding of yourself or belief in yourself, can you say to yourself, you ever rehearsed that moment, you ever expected it to turn out that way, and it isn't an old-fashioned thing that you have done before. So, unrehearsed, avenue, unanticipated opportunity to live in the now. Christ consciousness is not a goal, but it's the supreme power of the executive over the entire element. So if the elements are harassing you, they have that right. You can tell them to go play somewhere else, they'll have to, because they give their consent when they are accepted you and approve you for initiation. This means they approve you for your Christ consciousness. Many are called, but few are chosen. I didn't want to tell the students or the initiates in the early stages that it was getting them back to their Christ nature. So when the initiation was offered, people were asking for it. Remember what I said? If you approve, I do it. Now it's to get you to be more concerned for what you are. Now that you know, the approval isn't for the initiation. The approval is for your reestablish your consciousness back to yourself. Bring in our body yourself. See that through the will of the Lord, that is our dominion, not ownership, with my brother and my sister. So that is a Christmas present to you. If you feel free after you heard your Christmas gift and received it, you know now. You belong to no one. No one can ask you, but to everyone. Not going any place other than here, Christ's universe. Also, that investiture, there are such a four opportunities to appear. Three have been recorded. 21 is to be discovered. But the three that are recorded is non-decomposing body, so the world is foggy, hard, the heavy, more rough. And you're compared to people who have been embalmed, and it doesn't have the same effect. Compared to the people who've been found in cold temperature soil, that does not have the same effect. The injustice of understanding is the body, it has to use it as a model for people to look on, to give them space in themselves to accept the, what they are. The body has a different texture, it doesn't get dry. It remains soft and flexible, and it bleeds occasionally, many, many centuries after it apparently supposed to come back. These are the facts of the general experience of those who understand. No magic, just the understanding, the understanding. Paul said, I want understanding, I don't want a magic. If I understand, and they slapped him, he said, he's going to be a second life for it. Up to this day, he's not rapping. Understanding the fact of the physics. Elements don't have a right to kill you. They don't have a right to harass you. And the elements themselves who have to validate that your head rotten because a caterpillar non-rotten becomes a butterfly. And you didn't make the butterfly, you just observe that fact. You are the same when you understand. But he's doing it with a built-in process. I call it keeping his little butterfly. You're doing it by saving out your belief for understanding. The next one that is recorded is they took their body with them and they never have any reference of their body here to show their existence. So they still got a lot of information pertaining to the person. But they can't find where his body is. So that's the second option. Third option, you can appear and disappear at will, and they can photograph you. So they bug the hill and say, hey, you really exist or not. And you're not doing much channeling. If you do appear, it's talking to you. And the other 21 is for your own personal discovery, and I am even still. It's like a science fiction. Yeah. Well, that's just, you know, you gotta...
How about the time it would be to let us up before that?
That's one of the aspects. Most important thing though, you have been approved, I didn't do it, the elements approve it, they either rain or give you a rainbow, and you notice, many that are approved, they're not come by way of the question, right? You know what the question is? discretion as a director. Those that are approved in this group all appear by either the ring or the ring. So the elements give their consent back to the elements in the form that we in going to West. Are actually anymore, you can exercise your right consciousness wherever you are. But you know, it has one funny joke in it. Every time you get back your Christ consciousness, you turn out to be a baby chicken. Oh, man.
Cosmic nerve.
That's the essence of the whole thing. Because who is here that is uninitiated or not approved? Your brother or your sister living like a Nazi with the head in the drum, afraid of the meow coming from a kitten, thinking it's a tiger.
The
God, it is within you and its righteousness, and it will free you, free men all out in yourself. So you're really coming to grips with what you are from inside. Well, let me put it this way, don't think I didn't get exposed to little kids. I was the seventh child of a family of 10. So you know I'm got to take care of number 8, number 9, and number 10. And I had to train number 8 and number 9 to take care of each of them. So progressively I got my training to train those who were younger than me. So after you've gone through that training, you don't have much yearning for that age level. So here I have a bigger party training group. But the whole realization of the Christ consciousness is fun. We never realize it until we have to go see it. But Jesus and all the masters are laughing their head off. As one guy says, Buddha and Jesus are having a diet cola, wondering what they do for the sort of eating our peanuts. Wondering what the world will do if they sort of eating peanuts. Oh. It's a joke that somebody made up about that. Did it. And he whacked the ball with his five iron and it went flying, and lo and behold, it fell right inside the pond. And Morty said, I told you, but anyway, I'm going to go get you. So he walked up to the pond, parked the water, picked up the ball, put it back, and come back and said, okay, spare you. He just takes the ball, puts it there, and he still picks up the five iron, and Morty says, I told you, you can't hit it with a five iron. And he looks, the Morty, he says, Arnold Palmer did it, whack! And the ball flies, and again it fell back in the pond. And Morty is what he says, okay, I'm going to get it. Pass the water, pick up the ball, throw it back, he says, now, I'm not going to go again if you don't stay. So he hands him the ball. And again, Jesus reaches for the five iron. And Morty says, Arnold Palm, in his head, you know? And Jesus says, in his head, I can show him. So old Moses opened his mouth and said, you can't take it. And Jesus looked again and said, Arnold Palmer did it. And he raised his hat, hits the ball, and away it goes, fall directly in the pond. And Moses looked at Jesus and said, I am going. And Jesus said, all right. So Jesus walked up to the pond, stepped in the pond, and is walking across to where the ball is. Just about that time, two other players are coming along. So up to that spot, to see off. So one guy says to Moses, who the hell that guy think he is? Jesus Christ? Moses says, no, he thinks he's Donald Palmer. But it's a fact, Arnold Palmer was the only man that hit with a five iron a ball over a pond and goes in red. Nobody, to this day, that was his accomplishment. Even if you say this to Arnold Palmer, he could do it, you know, that kind of a concept. But each one did what they had to do. Moses parted the water, got the ball, throw it back, right? Didn't he do that? And he's noted for parting the water. Jesus is noted for what?
Walking.
And Arnold Palmer is noted for what?
Right.
So this is what we say. Everybody's got something to offer. Well, that is just to show Christ consciousness is not a goal, it is your input from creation within the structure. The spoken word gives you command over the elements. They don't have a right to kill you, but they have a right to harass you. And you don't have a right to say they can't exist, and you can't own them, but you still can enjoy the maximum. This being a fact, Jesus did it. He didn't openly pronounce it to the public, but he did it when he was in the body to make his own disciples aware of what they were working for. He was in a boat, and he pretended to be asleep, and know that the boat is going to be harassed by the wind. So when the boat is really getting to the point where it's going to fall apart, all the disciples start to panic, and it's to wake him up. And then he made the comment, boy of little faith. Then he rebuked the wind. I took a prayer from the right. Please be still. He didn't say the wind should not exist. He merely slowed down the harassment of the wind. Now, that's an element. By the same token, those elements are in the man Lazarus. And Lazarus is lying where? In a grave. A place where you're supposed to represent what? A dead body, inactive, and cannot function. And Jesus is pointing out that elements don't have a right to what?
So Lazarus, get out of the grave and come on out. But it made an issue of that statement. Because, Father, I did not have to take in a loud voice. Only because of the people around. He was trying to get through to the audience that their belief and not their understanding was holding them back from the acceptance of the reality of what they are. And he had to do it in a loud voice to make sure that they fully could understand what it is called and to come forth. So when you look at all the aspects of Christ consciousness, elements are here and they prove you, the person or initiate, to regain your Christ consciousness so that you can function in that level. So the song goes like this. We love you, we love you, we love you. There are long mantles, we do. All beings of the air, fire, and water. And beings of earth, we love you. I am present. Free all elementals, the great, the small. I am present. Through them live protection to all. And you sing it four times, one for the water, one for the earth, one for the fire, and one for the earth. And you are the I Am Present product. So, you have your Christmas present. Enjoy it. It's a big accident. You understand it, and therefore you don't believe. But you have every right to the abundant living. By the faith token, abundant self is abundant living. So you can start telling your elemental, put the act together. So somebody asked me, if you're so good at that, why the hell are you talking? I said, I'm not to be harassed once in a while. So I appreciate what harassment is, not to show off with it. Because the horoscope is the indicator of a duration. And if fear is in there, then you panic. But if you see the duration itself within the horoscope to be harassed, you don't bug it up no more. So your picture what you say, the stars foretell that it don't come down. So by virtue of that, certain things you must go through to give you the appreciation of why you're in the form. Jesus said through what? Calvary, appreciate what? The beating and all these things, just to show he understood that he wouldn't save it. And he wouldn't save places with Judas. And Jesus had to go through his harassment to betray him. Now the two of them got together and sit on a car. Who had a toughest job? Judas had a toughest job because he's betraying a friend and knowing where inside these elements put him in that position to answer that game, what he has to do. Yet between the two of them in higher consciousness, there is no one. Such a simple operation. This is what we're talking about. Why this poet wrote, life is a stage, we're merely active and actively. We have our entrance in the nation, slavery. But understanding is more important than belief. Yes, he did for his disciples. But he went through certain things that happened to him. Did he not stop the wind from drowning it? Hmm? Well, here's a role of what? And therefore you have to act like that role. So is Jesus in hell or is he in heaven? He's looking right in this room now laughing at you. That's why Jesus says, if you have eyes to see, let them see. So that are ears to hear, let them hear. He was already indicating that the elements play another charade in your eyes. What's that charade? Visible and invisible experiences of man with the momentum of structure. Audible and inaudible momentum of man in the structure. If you can hear the frequencies in your body, it's called the audible light sleep, and then identify with it through the feeling, you're working in that place. But since you don't know how to get into that state, all the teachers tell you, pray a while, which means meditate, but don't fall asleep. Meaning you're going to get to the level where prayer is almost like, you got that thing? But then you went, this is, you count out. But you aggravated yourself all day next day. So the idea is to get to that level where you're almost going to count out, don't count out, and see how long you can sustain it. Now the required moment to pass the shift is if you can get down to that level and not count out and sustain it for 15 minutes when you pass the shift. That's what it's called, one master of yourself. It's not about making types of it. It's an accomplishment within the individual to go from belief to understanding of the frequency between wakefulness and sleepiness. So wakefulness is light. Sleepiness is death. So when you master that simple phenomenon, you are living to live, and you're not living to die. So when you look around, all those who have gone through the living to die stage, they are given the opportunity by the elements to phase out in their fixations of living to die. And the elements will already provide next incarnation for them to start over again, to learn to live, to believe, to understand. So many opportunities are given back. So the form, to work through from belief to understand. But whatever form that understanding is established, there is no more belief in it, that form is reinstating or reinstating its right consciousness, its investiture, free man of knowledge. I cannot speak to you, I have to do my own. I can't breathe to you because I've got to give it to me, breathe to me, inside. He loved me when I fell off the building. Looked at me with his eyes and smiled and said, "You too, you breathe better." And I have a friend who told me her friend went to a workshop of a 8-day meditational 24-hour session. And the person who was giving the workshop was forcing everyone to stay awake if they could go for full 8 days. At the end of 5 days, this man went through all type of mental anguish within himself with a sleep-wake struggle. And he saw his father appear to him. And his father looking at him, he said, "What's wrong?" He said, "Daddy, are you alive? He said, "I'm alive, I'm not there. You take that there. You've got your own situation in front of me, I don't know." He said, "Is there any information you can give me to help me break through this struggle?" The father smiled and said, "Yes." He said, "What can you give me? What wisdom can you help me to overcome my problems in this world?" The father smiled with his eyes and said, "Then grandfather appeared decked out in his military uniform, smiling, and he looked at his behind him. He said, "Grandfather, can you also give me some information?" And the father and the grandfather looked at the son and said, breathe. After 15 minutes of this repetition of word breathe, it clicked in his head. He said, I get it. And he pulled out the shirt from the program and he went over to the guy who was on the phone and said, I signed up for 8 days. I'm quitting now, but I'm letting you keep the money for the 3 days. I know what I came for. I don't need this program anymore. And the guy looked at me and said, did you discover this? And they shook hands and gone. As she told me the story, she said, this guy is quoting the same thing you're quoting her dad. He said, well, I met him, I didn't believe when I hit somebody. Talking the same principle. Breathe. Make the breathe. That's the effort that no God could have. But he had to go through the program to discover the breath of life. So, Christ consciousness is that necessity. You've got to enjoy it. Breathe to live. Live to live, don't live to die. So each one of us has a unique opportunity in the body form you're in. Because each horoscope is a unique story to tell. To your investiture, you'll be willing to look for a sign. Know that you understand your investiture, what is your body supposed to be with you? What are those elements supposed to be with you? That's right. The realized person isn't afraid of your elements anymore. The elements were given the authority to what? Harass, but not to kill. And we've given the authority to tell us to do what? But the horoscope sets certain things to be lived through as to maintaining unity. So you don't panic with it anymore because those are the moments you accept to work with, knowing fully well that you are in control of their action and use. So after a while, you find now that your consciousness works and the elements work with you. So they start changing off. Now, a little harassment now and then is cherished by the wisest of men. You know what I mean? So don't try to phase off all the harassment to save a little total peace. That's not valid either. Because I found that not a healthy state. Too much is no good. And none is no good. A little of anything is medicine to the system. So the wisest man who realized that he must have a little periodical harassment from the elements as a means to acquire immunity efficiency versus immunity efficiency. So your immunity stays up to offset reaction of the environment. So the horoscope with its own periodic will give the indication of the harassment, but the harassment doesn't have to be the max requirement, but it could be appreciated at a time frame it comes in with a minimal irritation to your mechanism. So you have that right to go through that way without feeling shot by it. Yeah. Emotion is strictly attraction and repulsion. It's called magnetism. Emotion is the terminology that the psychologists use. What is he trying to describe? A attraction and repulsion. This is my behavior. Now, there is no way you can escape magnetism in this universe. So, on life, do what? On life? Okay. On life, things attract. On life, things repel. So, the reason you are going to have to expose yourself to unlike and like conditions is to maintain a level of immunity to cope, because your body is constricting and dilating, like it or not. That's the one condition you cannot stop in your mechanism, to constrict and dilate. It's called the emotional level or the magnetic level. So if you're worrying about it, then you're going to make it miserable, and if you don't worry about it and you accept that that's the nature of it, then it will phase down to where you are in control and not harassed beyond the point of breaking down. But the element is going to do the attraction and repulsion, but you can phase down the intensity. I can't tell the wind not to blow, and if I go out there, but I sure can tell it. I'm playing here right now, play somewhere else. So it's just like left and cooler, or warm.
So how do you say
you're down something you left and you what do you say? We love you, we love you, we love you. Are there elementals we do? All beings of air, fire, and water. And beings of earth, we love you. I am present, free all elementals, the great, the small. I am present, through them give what to all. Then what is protection to you? Then you apply the song. It phases down what? The intensity of the what? And establishes what? The intensity of what? Of your immunity to cope with it. I don't know of where it's so difficult when you've already been given it and they've already proved to you that the rain fell or a rainbow came, that you have the right to send it. It's only you who will muck it up if you don't need it. I can't use it for
you.
No, where, what is the dog made of? Fire, earth, air, and water. They have to have a gas to box. They have to have air. So fire, air, water, and minerals. So those are the four elements. And you have dominion over it. This dog has dominion over you.
Or you would say, hey, that element is good stuff that you're doing, it's go harass elsewhere because I don't want to play the game.
Uh-huh.
When you talk about facing down, I'm trying to figure out exactly how.
I don't use any other method than I sing the song. I've driven through every storm in this country in snow with two people hanging out in the ready to crack up. And all the dull invisible control I have on the windshield is this much. Can you drive with this much on a road throwing out snow packed up on every big 18-wheeler off the side? And I'm going now from Flagstaff to California without stopping. And I'm leaving all the rest behind. I don't have that kind of attitude, man. They don't have a right. That's all I do, because I didn't make the song, I'm given the song to repeat. You didn't put yourself together, elements put you together. What are you going to try to tell them to do what? They didn't put the, you didn't put your horoscope together. Who put your horoscope together for you? How would Venus, Mars, Mercury set themselves up? You did it? Or you came in at a time frame to relate to them in a chemical form that they're allowing this form to interact with? All this form has is, hear it, and it's the only thing, and it's in the singing, gives it the command. And what is the song? You go over the words. I don't know of a dog. That's a form for what?
Element.
There's not a single thing here other than what? And what are you? As long as you're going to relate to a form, you're going to be knocking down to what? The who or the what of you? Stop relating to the who and get to the facts and see it for yourself. Christ couldn't, Jesus couldn't relate to who, because he wouldn't be able to do it. He understood, and that's what Paul wanted. Paul didn't want the magic like all the rest wanted. He had the magic. And finally he comes to the realization, this is not very tough. That's why to this day, of all the people, even the 12 disciples, Paul was the only one on record that demanded understanding and didn't demand belief and magic. He wanted understanding. And then, when he got the understanding, the only other person who wrote something close to the understanding, and even was writing in the future, was John, writing the book of Revelation. But between the two and all the rest, if you really get down to the actual day-to-day living with human beings, Paul made the greatest contribution by saying, I want the fruit of the Spirit, which is understanding. I don't want the gift, which is the magic. He had the magic. He was struck blind. He went around. He was healed. He became a born-again healer. He healed a lot of people, but he wasn't seeing anybody doing well. As soon as they got well, they did that. Yeah, they went back and did the same thing. He healed the blind man, he healed a lot of sick people. And what did these people go back and do? They didn't understand what the hell they got the up to. Then he took that and said, I want understanding. And when he got understanding, he decided to go to work for himself to be a translator. By that time, the Roman government said, no, this guy is a threat to all civilization. Kill him. He was crucified. He doesn't rot. But if they crucified him before, he'd have rot. Because he didn't have the understanding. And so the understanding that came to all of the disciples later on, that was invested in the Christ nature. Not the belief, And so we see born again is good, and we see the stigmata wrong from the people, made in Christ or made by Christ. Made in Christ, the people who believe they have a right to perform miracles, and the stigmata wounds appear in the palm of their hands. They are made in Christ. Made by Christ, the stigmata wounds are in the wrist. That's evidence that Jesus manifested there and granted them the understanding of their true investiture. And those are the ones that stand the test today. Between all this recorded things. So the church has come to the realization those that are made in Christ are given the title of icon Christ. And those who are made by Christ are given the investiture of Christ, because they're stamped. Their point of reference is different. One came by belief, one came by understanding. Until you understand, you're not going to take responsibility for being behind the wheel.
Okay.
Belief is still a passenger. So the song is very simple. You want to sing it?
We love you, we love you, we love you. Our dear elements, those we do. All beings of air, fire, and water. And beings of earth, we love you. Our kind friends, free all elements, those of great, the small.
Now, that statement tells you the individual who lives to live is automatically approved for what? For the non-dying state. And the one who is living to die, what is the elemental going to do? Provide a condition for them to go through what their fixation of dying is. So, therefore, you can't blame the elements for that. Their job is to give protection. And protection is for the one who wants to live to live. The one who wants to live to die, what can he protect us? So when the earthquake came to Albania, we saw the two types of people that survived. The one that lived to live and the one that didn't live to live. The one that didn't live to live was dead. And the one that lived to live are the ones who found under the ground still living. But the element in the form of earth cracked up and provide the condition for the harassment. And we were singing the same song the Wednesday night in Flagstaff, and your face is going on for a week on TV.
That has to do with choices and individuals. Elements
providing
the opportunity, not good or bad, but the opportunity to make that choice to live
itself. Now you understand the fact that there is no sin in the universe. There is no devil other than what? Choice of living to live or living to die. God is life, eternal, immortal in the form. But he has to play a charade called creation to test his perfection. And so in the perfectness of his nature, he provides relief, moving to understanding. And play the role of the right principle of the investment of the creation, so that the creation can work through from a belief level to an understanding level. Now the I am presence is the skin that separates the element from outside and inside, so that the sound asleep, you don't know if you're a man or a woman. I tell you this. You don't wake up, it's all over. But that will say you can't not exist, because elements will provide an opportunity for you to start all over again. Now, when you realize what you are, you don't sleep no more. You're eternally conscious. That tells you your body don't get tired. Your body is supposed to do what? Auto-regenerate. Auto-regenerate, you guys. So they call it longevity lifestyle. Free man, all lord of yourselves. I got the whole galaxy and all the universe to go fiddle around. Remember, this is a vast universe, and the greatest opportunity to travel in it is in the carbon-based body. The other types of bodies are highly advanced, but they envy the carbon-based body once it understands which is necessary. Because they cannot make that transition to their body. They have to come in the carbon-based body to make the transition. You and I who have come in were the most vicious in both sides. We volunteered for the carbon-based body to be turned down in our memory banks and our miraculous capability for this form to learn by trial and error, to go from belief to understanding, to reestablish our divinity again. So we have done our homework. We have started to the place. The others haven't done their homework, but they're afraid to take the chance. So they're trying every game on the carbon-based body to come in and see how it can feel with a carbon-based body if you let them use your oxygen ratio. Because you feel left out in your carbon nature. And if you don't feel left out in your carbon nature, and begin to accept what you are, you transcend very fast, and then you are their first name. You are the inspiration to them, so not to be afraid to take a carbon-based body and come on.
Okay, now that we didn't have a little bit of
Yes, when he was speaking of it, he didn't go into the full detail that the investiture was conferred upon the creation. At the onset of creation, the creation went through a shutdown by craving to own and didn't realize that there was nothing to be owned. So that process provided a period of fear, frustration, and anguish. And now that period has passed, where the belief is no longer valid, but the understanding is emerging, and it's the understanding that will re-establish the true understanding of the word conferring of the power of the investiture in the structure, what it really means, what the Christ power really means. It doesn't mean it's some goal to get to. It's a principle that is already locked up in the structure that the structure must exercise by virtue of understanding how it's put together. But as long as believing that there's a power outside of itself and that this power is going to provide all the means to resolve the deficiency, frustration of this form to cope with, that will be magical in its nature, and that will be still perpetuating belief. All the needs of the form are already established by the investiture. That's why Jesus said, I have come that you may have life abundantly. The investiture is already established in the form by virtue of its understanding of how it's put together, so that the abundant flow flows. That's another process of investiture. That means that the guru passes on to the one who he selects to say, now I'm going to tell you the whole gizmo about this whole thing going on. You have the power to tell the elements to play somewhere else. These are still little kitties and kittens and balls, and you can watch after them and take care of them until they grow up, wipe their nose, clean their panties, till they're ready to accept. And when they're ready to accept, then you can tell them, okay, that's exactly what they call it, lineage of transference. We are reaching an age called the Aquarian cycle. This particular approach could not be given to the before. The year of the dragon is the last before the year of the dragon begins again in 2000. The opportunity was then, to this moment. I had to wait from 1955 to this moment to say to an individual, your investiture comes back to you by virtue of understanding. I had to wait to say you were approved, but I did it in a way of saying, if you ask me for initiation, I've got to find out if you're approved. I did it that way so I didn't want to take any kind of a magical credit for the thing, so that you see that the rain fell and the rainbow showed up, you knew that something occurred important in your life, or what it was leading to in the end is reestablishing what you actually are. So initiation in the true sense of the word is a reintroduction to your Christ nature back in you by the approval of the elements who agree and have agreed already to work with you. But you have to go through the shutdown in many incarnations to work through belief right up to this moment to accept understanding. And because you're in a carbon-based body, and because you feel you're insufficiently competent to have all the things that you think was necessary to have, and would want the magic of belief to make it possible, all that conditions were prerequisite to this very moment to let you know that what you're getting is not what the rich man is getting by owning, but the rich spirit by ability to apply. So you're getting back exactly what you have and was given to you before, what you weren't ready to use it. And it's not a matter of showing off now. The real Christ-realized person of the future is like a lone ranger, a superman, who lives behind the scenes and is constantly working to help the brother and sister in the form of grace. So the brother and sister who isn't aware of what is going on will always thank God and say, by the grace of God, I can take. But behind the scenes, the actual persons are performing this condition. Now, I could be driving down the road and my brother and sister, they may not be aware, they're in my car and the rain is falling. And they're panicking. They are singing the elemental song and only my section of the road is clear and going down. See, I've done that many times. So I love that kind of a behind the scene attitude. And they say, oh boy, God. I'm glad because they don't know what is going on, but in the meantime, in their mind, they're building up their love and their prayer time. You, the initiate, know what you're doing because that's the agreement already. They, the non-initiate, is thanking God in their own way out of the belief system. Don't change it. Don't take it away. They need it till when they're ready to accept understanding versus belief, then they'll come by us. You who have the understanding know what you're doing. They who have the belief must be admired just the same. But don't take away their belief. Encourage them till they're ready to accept understanding. Right? So here is karma. Here is grace. See karma? Go from here to here. If you grace, you ain't going. See? You're gracing? That's how you act behind the scenes. And that's what the man Jesus and all these other great realized masters do behind the scenes. And they hide now in the invisibleness of the light so that you don't rub it. But they are doing the grace to satisfy all the brothers and sisters who are still locked up in the what? The belief. But when you quit the belief and you accept the understanding, what do you think they do? Yes, they walk right and say, hi folks, you remember me? Bye bye. They're like the Swami from Miami. No, this is one of the things they promised that they will do. As many who have returned back by way of understanding, to them they will become visible as a pledge. In the 19th creed, it goes like this. I believe, not I accept. It really should I accept. But you have to write, I believe, because they wrote it in the agricultural time phrase. But it goes like this. I accept communication with things. The correction of misapplied decisions. So in the old language, it's forgiveness of sin. And life eternal element of here and the foregone conclusion is longevity lifestyle of the liberated individual from the level of understanding is a comradeship. They are called the brotherhood of life, the builders of the universe. And the brothers and sisters have that pledge to all the way to reclaim their understanding. So you don't realize what wonderful things are living. But you can't stop the people because there's no more fun there.
There used to be several cases, and another 12 that were saved. One of them, they called for the day, and they said the books that were written. Somebody could hear the same day, and no one else that nobody really knows. I don't know. And that's why people are homeless. They don't have things.
I don't know where the medical man is located, other than where he comes to the scene.
Miracle
Mile is oracle. You know where the medical man is located? That's when, so when you come too soon.
Okay, you come too soon.
Good. Rise in Miracle Mile.
Okay. Okay. All right, man.
They're keeping it in Forest Lawn Memorial, and they were trying to get a clearance to put it up in Mount Washington. But there's always a problem of earthquake conditions, so they're still keeping it in the Forest Lawn area, in the lower area.
Is the body in the casket been closed over?
It's closed over in a casket. It's in a casket, but it's sealed off in the vault. But it doesn't rot, just take it out periodically. It isn't rotting. And the evidence is what Dr. Rose says. He said he made it research that embalmed body is different from a body that's not decomposing. The body is found in a moist environment that the temperature is lower. There's a difference between the two. The evidence that what is outstanding is that the body is flexible and soft and can occasionally bleed. So that's what is at least the body. This is the physics that we all understand, is that everything else does that the carbon made it to be the type of body that provides the opportunity for the laws to be experience. So what you're trying to bring home to the individual, you have the carbon based body. Try to lock it on the understanding that you need. Understand what you are and who you are. You think, as you become more aware of understanding what you are, there will be more fun in your life?
Yeah.
Or there will be less fun in your life? See, there is really no guilt in the Christ conscious understanding. Because it's set up already, but you have to go through some belief to come back to understanding. You have to go through the frustration of being drafted as a form, rebellious, and then volunteer to correct it. So this is how this process is set up. It's called pre-act I am creation.
until the fun really begins, then you understand what the whole thing is all about. Yes, and make itself fun backwards, you never get enough of it.
You can do that too, yes, but the frequency you have to recognize, the frequencies are eliminate, dissolve, strengthen, or rebuild. And so, which one of the frequencies you are aligned into, that's how your sonic, your work with the atoms, because they're the ones who line up and use the apple as a measurement for the lining up. So they're giving you the approval already for how you're working. Yeah. And ourselves, we love you, we love you. So you don't need anything more than that for yourself. But for others, you have the correct frequency you're working with them. All right, if you want to call your boss the next telephone, would you call your home or you call the boss number? So that's exactly what you're talking about. When you're calling your home, you're using your own number, right? So that's when you're going to refer to yourself, what you're going to say. We love you, we love you. When you refer to somebody, I'm going to have a signal.
There's a way that we're going to be able to sense that, where we'll kind of have a barometer where we will change, tune into their frequency.
Yeah. But
this is what helps you to tune into that frequency,
right,
then,
exactly,
without having an understanding.
Right.
Basically just going through a rote thing and But that's what confuses me. I have done things before with no understanding and very little belief, and have had some things happen, and have wondered why now I seem to have seemingly more understanding and knowledge, probably a little less belief,
because
and I can't do.
But you have to go through it.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Yes. Power. Power is power is young. And yet now I have less belief in them, probably, or
but that's when the understanding comes from the repetition and the correction of mistakes. So we go from belief to understanding.
In and the back end, and forth a little bit till you stay with understanding, probably.
Right, exactly.
I sometimes, people ask me for something to
happen. That's good.
That's good.
Yeah. Each person has a different situation. It's like a radio station. No, that's the frequency you work with dissolves. It will dissolve any one of the conditions that are blocked. If it's gas, if it is temperature, or if it is solid, or if it's liquid, you'll start dissolving it out. So it's loosening it out.
And how does the build work with
that? It will strengthen them to cope with the conditions. So that's what building is. In other words, if the house is bending over, you know, shaking up, and you're putting it, reclaiming its ability to phase out or absorb more accurately than it was. So that's what you do with that.
That's what I'm doing. I'm rebuilding. But it's amazing. There'll be such, sometimes I'll feel a whole body release inside. Air, like a flow, force. And then in meditation sometimes, I just get the air vacuum. And then there's a vacuum that lifts.
Right. So you're experiencing it.
That, but I don't know what it is. You know, in my own mind, I guess I don't really analyze, but I know I'm experiencing some type of grace. I know that's what it is. And I'm sure it's a cleansing and rebuilding. But other than that, I don't have my finger on the way you do what's happening.
It'll come to you. The actual understanding and identification comes. You have to have a working with it.